This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Will wonders never cease? Have we walked through the looking glass? Some private employers are looking again at old-school pension plans, the ones that went out with the pterodactyl. Defined benefit plans. What's next? Will they resurrect the 50-0 retirement trope of gifting a gold watch? Here to help us with this is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, in St. Paul. Hello, Chris.
Hello, David. But I don't think the gold watch is coming back.
No, all right. So that's not coming back. But traditional pension plans, what was that? You work a certain number of years and you get a certain amount of money every month once you retire. That was the old school.
That's the old school. So for many listeners, that was, you know, their parents, maybe their grandparents, you know, at retirement, as you say, they get this predictable monthly income, and it's called a defined benefit pension plan. And the employer bears the investment risk, and they commit to this fixed payout of money. But over the past five decades, companies decided, look, we want to shed this liability. We want to reduce our administrative burdens. And they moved away from these traditional pensions.
Yeah, and although state and local governments still rely on the traditional method, not corporate America, they've shifted risk onto retirees in this way. There are 401k plans, but as we know, those can go up and down.
Oh, yes. And here with the 401k, you know, employees decide how much money to invest and where to invest it. They bear all the investment risk. But here's the really big difference, David. Employees don't get a predictable and guaranteed monthly income at retirement. Instead, they must try to figure out if they've accumulated enough savings to retire comfortably. And yet retirees, future retirees, they want what they've always wanted, a stable, reliable, guaranteed monthly income for life.
All right. Well, I know that there's recent legislation that made it easier for companies to offer annuities to people who are doing the 401k type of plan. And annuities are an insurance product and it guarantees monthly income. So you can get it that way.
Well, you know, private annuities are not popular. Private annuities are often costly, but here's the thing. Annuities just adds another layer of complexity to an already too convoluted, too complicated 401k product.
Okay, but why would private sector employers want to change their minds and go to the defined benefit old school plan?
The most compelling argument is this. How can employers attract and retain talent in a tight labor market? Well, one way is offering employees something they highly value, a guaranteed monthly income in retirement. Now, the focus at the moment seems to be on convincing large employers to reopen or unfreeze their pensions that have been closed to new employees. But perhaps labor shortages will even bring new life to an old idea that 401k supplement rather than replace traditional company pensions.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thanks for helping us with this.
Thanks a lot, David.